Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday we finished our question and answer series. Let's return to our study on 1 John chapter 4, verses 11 through 15.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Welcome to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bible ready today. We're going to be in 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to start with verse 11 and go on for the next several days through the next four or five verses. So I hope that you will be following along and studying with us, and I hope that it will be edifying to you as we look here in this chapter that says so much about love, the love of God, our love, and how we love one another. So many things here for us to contemplate and meditate upon, and I hope that they'll be a help to you as we seek to teach the word as it is to men as they are. Now, before we get into our study, though, I just want to remind you that we have an app with our radio station that's also connected to the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. Now, Fundamental Broadcasting Network, as I'm recording today, they're getting ready for Hurricane Florence. Now, by the time you hear this, that'll be history, that'll be gone, and something else will be on the horizon, maybe another kind of a storm, maybe some kind of a winter storm, maybe some kind of a terrorist thing, but whatever. Right now, all of our attention back here is on Hurricane Florence, and we think of the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, which is by what it looks like on the map, they're in the direct path of it. So as what will happen to it, I don't know as of this moment that I'm recording here on Wednesday, September the 12th. However, allow me to say this. We have a app for our radio station, and our radio station, although we are in the Fundamental Broadcasting Network family, we actually arrange the programming. We have our own way of output and so forth. And so even when their main sending unit goes down and several of their radio stations are out, we are not. And so if you'd like to be able to pick up some of the fine program you hear on the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, then I would encourage you to put on your iPhone our app for our radio station. Now, our radio station is WTYG. Again, WTYG. And if you go to the iTunes store, if you have an Apple phone or you've got the smartphone, then you just go there to that store and just type in WTYG, and that'll be a free app, and then you can listen to us 24/7. I was in Israel one time and tapped on it, and sure enough, it came in very clearly, and right there on my cell phone. You can also, if you miss something there, go to our website. There's two places. First of all, www.centralbaptistocala.org. That's www.centralbaptistocala.org. Now, on the other hand, we have another website, www.sermonaudio.com/, and again, that backslash, some say right slash, however you want to say it. It's that one that's just below the question mark on your keyboard. But you put that in there and put Central Baptist. Okay, so again, www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist, and that will also take you to our website, and it has all of our radio programs, as well as our church, Sunday sermons, and things of that nature. Perhaps there's some programs that you've missed, and you can go back on ours and listen to it. And so I would encourage you to do that, and I know we have some pastors that listen to our broadcasts, and they're in areas where they didn't have a college training, and so they're using that for their own study. We've had other pastors say that when they're doing a study of the book of the Bible, they like to go to our website and click on to that particular book if they have it and see how it could help them in their study. And we want you to have that as well. So I hope that you will do that and add the app to your cell phone or to go to your website. And if the radio station that you are listening to us presently seems to get knocked out where you are, then you have an alternative in coming to hear us in that manner. We're so thankful for Fundamental Broadcasting Network, and we're praying here. We'll be having prayer in our church services here on this Wednesday night here in Ocala, September the 12th, for Fundamental Broadcasting Network. And we trust that things will be well when you hear this, that everything came out all right for FBN. Now, also, we appreciate all the radio stations. We appreciate those at Pompeii, out there in the Pacific Ocean, the Micronesian-type islands, and we also appreciate the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio, and what a blessing they've been. And then also right there in Haines City, Florida, 90.3. Well, what a blessing those people are as well. So I hope that you will just continue to listen to those messages that we are preaching and all those good sermons and music on those radio stations to which you listen. But when they're out, we hope that you'll tune into us. Well, if you have your Bibles ready, we're in 1 John chapter 4, and let's start with verse 11. As a matter of fact, I'll read those first three verses. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. Now, I find that interesting because John 1:18 says the same thing. No man has seen God at any time. If, now remember, if is a conditional word. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Now, that word if, don't expect the promise of his love perfected in you if you will not love one another. And that's what he's telling us there. Now, loving one another does not mean you compromise. It does not mean that you tolerate evil and sin, but you do love them and you work for repentance if they are away from the Lord. So again, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Oh, the way of life. I hope, as my brethren, you don't get to the judgment seat of Christ until you learn what the way of life as a Christian should have always been. I hope that you don't get there to see what your relationship with Jesus Christ first and your family next, putting Christ before your family. I hope you don't find out then that, you'd put family before Christ and you're saved so as by fire. Actually, I believe that family ought to be incorporated in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. It's funny when we say we're doing things for the family, we're doing things for our home. It seems like we've got to skip church instead of skipping work or school on Monday or something else you're going to do on Saturday. Why not skip work a couple of days? You say, well, we can't do that. So really, even work is ahead of Jesus Christ, because you'll take the days off of church, but you won't take the days off of Christ. So really think about that, because I'm not in that sense condemning you. I can't condemn anyone, but I am telling you that it reveals whether Christ is first in your life. And I want Christ to be first in every listener's life, that they might hear a well done, good and faithful servant. Now, we are in the part of 1 John, now in which we'll go from being, how should we say that? A hateful fundamentalist, maybe I ought to say that. This is where I go from being a hateful fundamentalist, because I preach John 2:15-17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of his Father is not in him. Okay, so you preach against worldliness. A lot of Christians think, oh, you're just a hateful fundamentalist. But now I'll probably go to being a liberal because I'm preaching on the love of the Lord. Okay, so again, you get two extremes there, but understand, when we identify what loving the world is and loving God is, there's a lot of times a lot different than how the world and religion tries to identify those things. Now, let me say it this way. You folks have no idea of how much I rejoice to know that I only have to please God. And yet that is with fear and trembling, because he is high and holy and almighty. But he's the one I have to please. And I can do that by preaching his word as it is to men as they are. And again, it doesn't matter if you're in 100% agreement with me or 100% disagreement with me. What really matters is that I preach 100% the truth of God's word. Now, as we go to our text, then I want you to first see the way of life and what we ought to do. Now, verse 11 again, let's look at that. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Now, I like that. He says, if God so loved us, Jesus died for us on the cross. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, if God so loved us is rhetorical, because we know he loved us. And because he loved us so that he'd even die for our sins, then we ought also to love one another. Now, the word ought should make us think of this by its placement in this verse and in the context. It's the idea of, in the like matter as he loved us, we ought to love one another. Just think of how much he has forgiven us. And my friend, let me just kind of stop there for a moment. He's forgiven us so much. But he said, rather than to love your neighbor as yourself, he said the new commandment was to love one another even as he, that is, as Christ loved us, which is even higher than loving our neighbor as we love ourselves.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.